Significance. Last night, I had the opportunity to speak for Linux Dominicana, which is the Linux users group in the Dominican Republic. I was approached several months ago by a man who has since become a really good friend, asking if I would give a webinar-based talk. As most people reading this know, I'm currently trying to produce more and more content and hopefully reach more and more people with it. So even though I had concerns over cultural errors I might make, I agreed to do the talk. Now, spoiler alert, I'm very glad I did. My whole personal brand thing about being kind, assuming the best in others, admitting when I'm wrong, etc., it's not really so much a brand as genuinely who I want to be as a human. And so, in the months leading up to the talk, a bunch of the leaders joined me in a group chat so that I could ask them an annoying amount of questions. I wasn't worried about embarrassing myself. Clearly, based on most of my public interactions, I have no problem looking silly. But I was very concerned that I would make an offensive comment or make an assumption out of ignorance that would hurt the feelings of those attending. I gave my rough talk outline. It was about Linux as a vehicle to a career. And I asked awkward questions about job opportunities, difficulties with language barriers, salary inequalities, and basically how things work in the Dominican Republic. The group of folks were so patient and so kind. My gratitude doesn't seem like enough payment for all the education they provided me. After a couple months of trying to learn Spanish, it was clear that I would not be anywhere close to capable of a conversation in their native language, and still they were nothing but patient with my litany of questions. Honestly, I was probably rather annoying. And even though I learned a lot about the Dominican people, and even about Latin America in general, the upcoming talk was more distressing than pretty much any other talk I've given. Well, okay, the Ohio Linux Fest keynote address where I lost my entire presentation the night before, and that was pretty stressful. But this was a different kind of stress. See, I wasn't sure I'd be relatable. Don't get me wrong, human stories are about humans, and in general, we can empathize if we try. But would my life experiences translate, literally and figuratively, to another culture? I normally weave sarcasm and self-deprecation into my talks, but sarcasm is often hard to pick up in your native language. So my standard go-to would probably fall flat. Plus, my talk wasn't really about anything technical. It was a story about how I found my passion, how those passions helped me get my own career, and it was a very soft talk for a group of hardened IT professionals. So how did it go? Well, I think it went fine. It wasn't earth-shattering. It was a story-based look at my career with a few pointers for finding passion of your own, in an awkward section about the unfair importance of speaking English. Again, it wasn't a bad talk, but it wasn't amazing by any stretch of the definition. But it was significant. See, what I didn't mention earlier is that this was the first time they've had one of their presentations in English. I was even one of the first, heck, maybe the actual first, presenter without a tie to the Dominican Republic at all. Heck, I'm so white, I'm almost clear. And they did this on purpose. But I didn't realize that it was that out of the ordinary until I was chatting with a group of the leaders the day before the talk. Whether or not my talk went well, they assured me that it was groundbreaking. Assuming the attendees enjoyed the talk, it probably means that they will have future speakers from other places with different views and different insights. And I got to be the very first person to open that door. I'm still so incredibly humbled. Now, I hope my mediocre talk, where I tried to speak more slowly than normal because I tend to talk fast when I get excited, was enough to tear down a few cultural walls. The kindness of commenters saying things in English so that I could understand it was really touching. This group of Dominicans will always have a special place in my heart, and once winter sets in, I might find out if their offers to help me get the most out of a trip to the DR was genuine. And to be honest, I already know that they were. Because along with being the first English-only speaker to their group, I also made a pretty great group of friends. And that is how we changed the world.